وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of mankind in the Holy Quran. And in the previous episode, we talked about how the Holy Quran introduces mankind as a being that is in motion and in a journey towards perfection. And we ended up talking about the elements necessary for this journey, and we talked about one of the elements, which was the righteous act or righteous deeds. And then we talked about different origins or motivations for the righteous deeds and different obstacles against the righteous deeds. And talking about that, we ended up talking about different dimensions of this being, human being, because when we want to know what makes man do certain things, we realize that there are different origins. Some of them are external, some of them are internal, and motivations are different. And it is very important for us to know the account and the narrative of the Holy Quran in this, because different ideologies have different opinions and theories in this regard. Some of them blame the whole thing on external origins. For example, some misreadings of certain ideologies would suggest that people are not responsible for their actions because they are like the tools. They are functioning like the tools at the hands of some superior beings. Or in some ideologies, we have that they believe that there is that original negative element in human being that supersedes everything else. And whatever human being does, he cannot get himself rid of that original negative thing. So we should know what is the narrative and account of Islam in this regard. So we talked about the dimensions of the soul, and we were talking about the experience of dream. The last episode we talked about the experience of dream, what happens when we have dreams and the interpretations of the dreams, and the fact that we should have a balanced view or approach towards the dream. Some people reject it altogether. Some people have superstitious beliefs about the dreams that they have. And we talked about different cases of the dreams in the Holy Quran. Now, we want to go back to the discussion of the dimensions of mankind in the Holy Quran. According to the Holy Quran, there are different layers and also different dimensions, maybe in each layer for a human being. First and foremost, we have that dual dichotomy between mind and body. The dichotomy between mind and body is there in the Holy Quran. And one is created from the clay, the earth, and one is created from ruh, the spirit. So we will have a break, and we come back to talk a little bit more on this dichotomy and dualism in the Holy Quran.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to your program For Humanity. In this episode, we are talking about the dualism and the economy of mind and body in the Holy Quran. And I think in this segment, we can cover the part that relates to human body and the origin of human body. Now, according to the verses of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created human beings from, or the body of human being from clay. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَئٍ مَسْنُونَ When your Lord told the angels that I'm going, or I'm creating a being, basharan means a human being, مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ from a clay, مِنْ حَمَئٍ مَسْنُونَ from aging mud. A mud that is old and is, in according to some interpretations, is sticky. And in other verses, we read, وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you grow out of earth, nabata, like a plant. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا And then he will turn you back to earth. And again, for the second time, يُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا He will take you out of the earth, referring to the Day of Judgment. And another verse that says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ We have created man from an extract of clay. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ Then has placed that extract of clay or that fluid into a stable position. And then the verse talks about different stages of the creation. And it goes on to says that we turned the semen into the clot, a clot, which means a tissue that is made of like blood. And the next we turned the clot into tissue. Then we turned the tissue into bones and clothed the bones with flesh. فخلقنا العلاقة مضغة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما And then here comes the big change. ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر Now at this stage we initiated another creation for this being. And here is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the inspiration of a spirit into this body. And when we say into, it doesn't mean that the spirit lives within the body necessarily, because there are different opinions about the relationship between the spirit and the body. According to some verses, according to some of the ahadith that we have, the ruh or spirit does not live within the body, but it has a connection to the body, or it controls body. But also there is this opinion among some of Muslim scholars, in addition to other scholars from other ideologies, that there is a delicate, the spirit is a delicate object, is like a gassy thing that indwells within human body. While later Muslim philosophers would not accept that as a description of the relationship between the two. So, but we have the reference to ruh in the Holy Quran. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling angels that when I سَوَّيْتُهُ means when I fashioned it in the best possible form. And when I breathe into it from my spirit, you have to fall into prostration towards it. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مَنْ أَمْرَ رَبِّ Again, another reference to ruh in the Holy Quran. And this one is one of the main verses in the discussion of ruh in the Holy Quran. Inshallah, we will cover it next episode, because if we want to cover it now, it takes a little bit long. There's a story of the occasion of the revelation, Sha'an al-Nuzul, for this verse. And then we should cover it in a separate session. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, keep me your du'as. Until next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ala Nabi.
صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي.